This episode of the Good Health Podcast is brought to you by W Wellness, my go-to online store for practitioner-quality supplements. W Wellness is all about quality you can trust. Every product is carefully curated, third-party tested, and made in therapeutic doses. So you know you're getting exactly what your body needs without the fillers or the fluff. To help you get started, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplements guide with my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code Nicole20. You can download the guide right now for free via the link in the show notes and start building your supplement toolkit with confidence. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's GOODE, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. I'm Nicole, certified functional medicine practitioner and your podcast host. And in today's episode, we're diving into one of the most underestimated yet profoundly powerful foundations of health, and that is sleep. In my practice, I often describe sleep as the silent superpower. It's the most restorative, regenerative process that we have. And yet, it's the one we sacrifice the most easily. We see it as something passive, a time when nothing much is happening. But the truth is, when you're asleep, your body is doing some of the most sophisticated work. It's repairing DNA, it's balancing hormones, it's detoxifying the brain, and recharging the energy factories within your cells. Sleep is one of the four lifestyle S's that I talk about in my Optimal You framework, alongside stress, strength, and social connection, because it influences every other system in your body, from your hormones and your immune system to your brain, adrenals, mitochondria, gut, and thyroid. All of them rely on sleep to function optimally. So in this episode, we'll explore the science of sleep through a functional medicine lens, how it interlinks with each of the eight health pillars, what happens when we don't get enough, and how to restore balance through lifestyle, nutrition, and supplementation. So let's look at the physiology of sleep. To understand sleep's impact, we first need to look at what actually is happening whilst we rest. Sleep isn't a single state. It's a dynamic cyclical process. Every night, we move through around 4 to 6 sleep cycles that each last around 90 minutes. We have this light sleep where your body's relaxing and your heart rate is slowing. Deep sleep, which is also known as slow wave sleep, where we are physically in the restorative stage, tissues repair, growth hormone releases, and immune regeneration takes place. And we have REM sleep as well, REM sleep, where your brain becomes active again. And during this time, we get memory consolidation, emotional processing, and creativity. Every stage of sleep has a distinct role, and both quantity and quality of sleep matter. Missing deep sleep affects your body. Missing the REM sleep affects your mind. At the core of all of this is the circadian rhythm, your body's internal clock, which governs everything from energy to digestion to hormone release. This rhythm is controlled by the suprachiasmatic nucleus, a cluster of neurons in the hypothalamus that responds to light and darkness. When morning light enters your eyes, it suppresses melatonin and triggers cortisol release, gently waking the body up and priming it for activity. As daylight fades, melatonin rises, body temperature drops, and your system prepares for sleep. When this rhythm is aligned, everything flows: energy, mood, metabolism, digestion, and cognitive function. But when it's disrupted by late nights or irregular schedules, excessive screen time, or travel, it creates ripple effects across nearly every organ system in the body. Studies show that circadian misalignment increases the risk of metabolic disorders, immune dysregulation, hormone imbalances, and even accelerated aging. Sleep is orchestrated by a very delicate balance of neurotransmitters and hormones. Melatonin, which is secreted by the pineal gland, signals your body that it's time to rest. Adenosine is a byproduct of cellular energy use, and that builds up through the day. The higher your adenosine levels, the stronger your drive for sleep. GABA is a calming neurotransmitter that quiets neural activity, helps you unwind. And cortisol is your alertness hormone. It naturally peaks in the morning and drops at night. And provided that the rhythm hasn't been flattened by chronic stress or caffeine, this works very well. When this chemistry is disrupted, for example, high evening cortisol, low melatonin, or poor GABA signaling, the result is restless nights, light sleep, and waking up unrefreshed no matter how many hours you've been in bed. That's why in functional medicine, we don't just ask how much you sleep, we ask how well your circadian rhythm is regulated and whether your body is entering those critical deep and REM stages needed for repair. One of the most fascinating things about sleep is that it's not passive. Your brain and body are extraordinarily active during this time. In deep sleep, the glymphatic system, which is the brain's detoxification network, kicks into gear, clearing out metabolic waste, including beta amyloid plaques that are linked to cognitive decline. Your immune system mobilizes to repair tissues and strengthen defenses. Mitochondria, those tiny powerhouses inside your cells, undergo biogenesis. They repair and multiply, preparing to generate energy for you the following day. Hormones like growth hormone and testosterone peak, driving regeneration, and the thyroid and the adrenals reset their rhythms. Even your gut microbiome follows its own nocturnal cycle, supporting digestion and repair. So when you think about it, sleep is essentially your body's most powerful form of medicine, a natural nightly detox, reset, and rejuvenation ritual. Yet despite knowing this, modern lifestyles have created what can only be described as a sleep crisis. We're overstimulated, overcaffeinated, and overexposed to blue light. Late night work, stress, and scrolling suppress melatonin and keep cortisol high. Even small misalignments, staying up an hour too late or skipping morning light exposure, can shift your circadian rhythm out of sync. And chronic sleep deprivation doesn't just make you tired, it rewires your metabolism, it impairs cognition, it suppresses immunity, and accelerates biological aging. The truth is, poor sleep touches every pillar of health, from your brain to your immune system to your mitochondria. And that's exactly what we're going to look at next, how each system of your body is influenced by sleep and how restoring your rhythm can truly transform your health. So let's start with sleep and brain health. When we talk about sleep and brain health, we're really talking about restoration at the deepest level. During the day, your brain is in a constant state of activity. Neurons are firing, thoughts are forming, toxins accumulate as byproducts of all of that energy use. At night, particularly when you're in deep non-REM sleep, the brain's glymphatic system, that network of channels that act like a cleansing river, flushes out metabolic waste, including those beta amyloid and tau proteins. They are the same compounds that, when left unchecked, contribute to cognitive decline and conditions like Alzheimer's. REM sleep, meanwhile, supports memory consolidation, creativity, and emotional processing. It's why you can solve problems more easily or feel calmer after a good night's sleep. Chronic sleep deprivation, on the other hand, reduces neuroplasticity, which is your brain's ability to learn and adapt, and increases neuroinflammation. It's one reason why in burnout or chronic stress, brain fog and poor focus are so common. One of my favorite ways to support the brain during sleep is through compounds that nourish neurotransmitter balance and relaxation. Things like magnesium, glycine, and adaptogenic mushrooms. I often use things like the Naked Pharmacy Marine Magnesium. It's pure, bioavailable, and naturally sourced, and I find it particularly effective for those who hold tension in the nervous system. For cognitive calm and a deeper sleep architecture, I also love Hyphastatera Mycorrhizae, which is a high-quality reishi extract, which is known for supporting those GABA pathways and parasympathetic nervous system. Sleep truly is your brain's detox and reset button. Without it, even the best nutrition or supplements can't compensate. Next, we have to look at your mitochondria, the tiny energy factories inside your cells. They thrive on rhythm and repair. During deep sleep, they undergo biogenesis, meaning they repair and create new mitochondria to keep your energy production efficient. If you're constantly sleeping less than 7 hours a night, your mitochondria can't fully regenerate. Over time, this leads to reduced ATP output, which is the energy currency of your body, and that familiar feeling of fatigue that no amount of caffeine can fix. Sleep deprivation also increases oxidative stress, which damages mitochondrial membranes and DNA. And this is one of the ways sleep loss accelerates aging at a cellular level. Supporting mitochondrial repair means prioritizing both sleep quality and nutrients like CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and B vitamins. Here, I love Youth and Earth's CoQ10. I love the Naked Pharmacy's Marine Magnesium, and I love Altrient B vitamins. To deepen that restorative phase, I sometimes also recommend an evening ritual using Ancient and Brave's True Nightcap, which is a lovely blend of magnesium, collagen peptides, and botanical adaptogens designed to calm the nervous system and support that overnight repair. Then we need to look at your adrenals. They're your stress response glands, and they are intimately linked with sleep through the cortisol-melatonin rhythm. Cortisol should rise in the morning to wake you up and then fall gradually throughout the day, reaching its lowest point at night so melatonin can rise. But chronic stress, late nights, or blue light exposure flatten that rhythm. You might feel wired at night and sluggish in the morning. And this is a classic pattern in burnout. Sleep is what helps to reset that rhythm. It restores parasympathetic dominance. It lowers inflammation and allows the adrenals to recover. When I'm supporting someone whose sleep is disrupted by stress, I'll often use adaptogens like reishi or ashwagandha, which modulate cortisol release and improve deep sleep. The Ancient and Brave Cacao and Reishi blend is a really good one for this. It's soothing, it's rich in magnesium and polyphenols, and it supports that transition from alertness to rest. For those whose stress response is deeply depleted, the wired but tired feeling, rebalancing the adrenals starts with consistent bedtime, dark evenings, and gentle support through magnesium and calming botanicals like Fuchsia's valerian, which has centuries-long history in promoting natural sleep onset. If you ever notice that you're more likely to catch a cold when you're run down, that's no coincidence. Sleep and immunity are deeply connected. During sleep, your immune system releases cytokines, these signaling molecules that help to fight infection and inflammation. Deep sleep, in particular, enhances the activity of natural killer cells and support antibody production, strengthening your immune memory. When sleep is restricted, studies show even a single night can reduce immune cell activity by up to 70%. Chronic disruption increases inflammation and can even trigger autoimmune flares in susceptible individuals. I see this so often in clinic. Patients are struggling with autoimmune symptoms or recurrent viral reactivation. They almost always have disrupted sleep patterns. Supporting immunity overnight means prioritizing consistent sleep-wake timing, but also providing the immune system with the nutrients it needs, so things like vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, reishi, and beta-glucans. That's one reason I love Hifastaterra microarray. It's rich in those beta-glucans that modulate immune function while supporting calm and resilience through adaptogenic properties. Then we have your gut. Your gut actually has its own circadian rhythm. So the microbiome, those trillions of bacteria living in your digestive tract, follow a day-night pattern of activity. At night, the gut shifts into repair mode, healing the intestinal lining and balancing microbial populations. Disrupted sleep changes that rhythm and leads to dysbiosis, which means imbalance of the bacteria in the gut. It also leads to increased intestinal permeability, the so-called leaky gut, and altered metabolism of hormones and neurotransmitters. Around 90% of your body's serotonin, which is the precursor to melatonin, is produced in the gut. So a healthy microbiome doesn't just influence digestion, it influences your sleep quality. When patients struggle with both sleep and digestive issues, I often start with a dual approach, improving sleep hygiene and supporting the gut with prebiotic fibers, fermented foods, and microbiome-friendly nutrients. Interestingly, reishi also supports gut barrier function, another reason it's one of my top recommendations for nighttime calm and gut repair. And then we have the thyroid. The thyroid, adrenals, and sleep form a really powerful triad. So sleep deprivation lowers the amplitude of TSH, the thyroid-stimulating hormone, and can reduce conversion of T4 to T3, the active thyroid hormone that drives metabolism and energy. In people with Hashimoto's or suboptimal thyroid function, poor sleep can exacerbate fatigue, slow metabolism, and contribute to mood imbalances. Conversely, restoring good sleep supports thyroid hormone balance and sensitivity. It's a feedback loop. So healthy sleep stabilizes thyroid function and healthy thyroid function improves sleep regulation. Supporting thyroid health overnight often involves balancing stress hormones and ensuring sufficient selenium, zinc, and magnesium intake alongside adaptogens that help the nervous system to unwind. Sleep is also the cornerstone of metabolic health. Just one night of poor sleep increases insulin resistance, your cell's ability to respond to glucose. Over time, this contributes to weight gain, cravings, and increased risk of metabolic syndrome. Sleep also regulates ghrelin and leptin, the hunger and satiety hormones. Lack of sleep raises ghrelin, which makes you hungrier, and lowers leptin, which makes you less satisfied. There's also a direct cardiovascular impact. Sleep deprivation raises blood pressure, triggers systemic inflammation, and alters endothelial function, which is the health of your blood vessel walls. If you think of your metabolism and cardiovascular system as engines, sleep is the nightly maintenance that keeps them running efficiently. Magnesium plays a crucial and central role here, not only in relaxation, but also in blood sugar control and vascular tone. For patients struggling with blood pressure or restless sleep, I often return to the Naked Pharmacy Marine Magnesium, as it supports both relaxation and metabolic health simultaneously. And finally, sleep and hormones are inextricably linked. During sleep, your body regulates a complex symphony of hormones, including growth hormone, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, thyroid hormones, insulin, and melatonin. For women, inadequate sleep can disrupt the menstrual cycle, exacerbate PMS, and impact fertility. For men, short sleep duration correlates with reduced testosterone and lower vitality. Sleep is also when the pituitary gland releases growth hormone, vital for tissue repair, muscle maintenance, and metabolic balance. The hormonal consequences of disrupted sleep ripple across energy, mood, appetite, and even longevity. This is why one of my favorite nighttime combinations for hormone and nervous system support is the Bare Biology Ready and Rested and the Fushi Valerian. Both of these are really going to help and are used traditionally as a sleep aid to help bring sleep on and also bring on relaxation without sedation the next day. So when you look at it through the lens of the eight pillars, sleep isn't one aspect of wellness. It's the foundation beneath all of them. It restores the brain, fuels mitochondria, recalibrates hormones, repairs the gut, strengthens the immune system, and protects the heart. If you're ready to experience the true power of restorative sleep, I've curated my favorite nighttime essentials at w-wellness.co.uk. All the products mentioned in this episode have been carefully selected to support your body's natural rhythm and regeneration. You'll find things like the Naked Pharmacy Marine Magnesium for calm and muscle release, High-Fast Terra Myco Ray for deep resilience, Ancient and Brave's True Nightcap and Cacao and Reishi blends for soothing rituals, and Bare Biology Ready and Rested for that sleep synergy, as well as Fushi's Valerian for gentle botanical support. Each one is clean, sustainable, and clinically effective, all carefully curated by W Wellness, designed to help you unwind, restore, and wake truly refreshed. You can explore the full collection at w-wellness.co.uk, and don't forget to use the code NICOLE20 for 20% off your order, because the quality of your sleep determines the quality of your life. So now let's look at sleep with the other lifestyle S's. If there's one relationship I see most often in clinic, it's the vicious cycle between stress and sleep. When we're stressed, cortisol rises. It's our survival hormone designed to keep us alert. But when cortisol stays high into the evening, melatonin can't rise as it should, and the brain struggles to switch off. The result is the classic pattern between tired and wired, mind racing, and body restless. Poor sleep in turn raises cortisol even further. It sensitizes the amygdala, the brain's emotional alarm center, and lowers our resilience the next day. We become more reactive, less calm, and more inflamed. So one of the most powerful ways to improve sleep isn't actually to start in the bedroom, it's to start in the nervous system. Simple practices like evening breath work, progressive relaxation, or gratitude reflection can really shift the body into parasympathetic mode. If you need additional support, certain nutrients and botanicals can help to stabilize that stress-sleep feedback loop. Magnesium, again, for that GABA support and cortisol regulation, L-theanine to calm the mind without sedation, and adaptogens like reishi, which modulate the body's stress response. Again, that a nice, warm, Ancient and Brave cacao and reishi drink here in the evening can be really good. It's rich in magnesium and it's got those calming beta-glucans. And that can be a really beautiful way to signal to the body that the day is complete. Stress management isn't about eliminating the challenges. It's about teaching the body to return to calm. Sleep is that return, the nightly practice of safety and surrender. Then we have to look at strength, both physical and metabolic. We often think of muscle repair and growth happening in the gym, but the truth is those adaptations occur while we sleep. During deep sleep, your body releases growth hormone, stimulates protein synthesis, and restores glycogen, which is the stored energy that fuels your next workout. If you're training hard but not sleeping deeply, you're essentially leaving recovery unfinished. And over time, this can lead to overtraining symptoms, higher cortisol, and even injury risk. Sleep also supports motor learning. Your brain literally replays and refines movement patterns overnight. That's why athletes who prioritize sleep perform better, recover faster, and have more stable moods. So rather than seeing rest days as lost progress, I like to reframe them as integration days, when your body is weaving the benefits of strength training into resilience and longevity. And then the final S, that's social connection and purpose. This is perhaps the most overlooked when it comes to sleep. Humans are biologically wired for safety through connection. When we feel isolated, anxious, or disconnected from our sense of purpose, the nervous system perceives danger. Cortisol rises, heart rate increases, and sleep becomes shallow. Conversely, when we feel supported, loved, and purposeful, the brain releases oxytocin and serotonin, neurochemicals that foster calm and emotional stability. These in turn feed directly into melatonin production and sleep depth. There's also emerging research showing that people with a strong sense of purpose tend to have better sleep efficiency and longer deep sleep phases. Purpose acts almost like an internal circadian anchor. It gives the brain a reason to rest and recharge for the day ahead. Sometimes the most profound sleep supplement isn't something we swallow, it's the act of being truly present with someone we care about or feeling aligned with what we're creating in life. So when we view sleep through the lens of stress, strength, and social connection, it becomes clear that rest is not isolation, it's integration. It's the point where physiology and psychology meet, where our body repairs, our mind processes, and our spirit recenters. So now let's look at some practical optimization, the science-backed rituals, nutrients, and lifestyle strategies that help you to really truly build a restorative nighttime routine. We've explored how sleep connects to every pillar of health and each of the lifestyle S's, but now let's talk about how to optimize it. Because sleep isn't just about the number of hours you're in bed, it's about timing, rhythm, and biological signaling. The right cues, light, temperature, nutrients, and mindset can completely transform the depth and quality of your rest. So let's walk through some of the core elements that I focus on when helping patients to rebuild their sleep architecture. The environmental, nutritional, and supplemental layers that support truly restorative rest. We have to start with circadian alignment, that light as medicine. Your body's master clock is exquisitely sensitive to light. Morning light exposure is one of the most powerful tools we have for anchoring circadian rhythm. As soon as you wake, step outside and expose your eyes to natural light for at least 5 to 10 minutes. This triggers a surge of cortisol, your alertness hormone, at exactly the right time of day and suppresses that residual melatonin. It's like pressing start on your body's internal clock. Then as evening approaches, dim the lights and reduce exposure to blue light. Warm amber-toned light signals to your body that dusk has arrived, allowing melatonin to rise naturally. This balance of bright mornings and dim evenings is foundational. Without it, even the best sleep supplements will struggle to override biological confusion. If you're sensitive to screens, consider blue light blocking glasses or the night shift mode on devices. But remember, no supplement replaces the impact of sunlight in the morning and darkness at night. Then we have to look at nutrition and timing. What and when you eat can profoundly impact sleep. Late night eating can delay melatonin production and keep digestion active when your body should be resting. So ideally, you want to finish that final meal at least 2 to 3 hours before bed, focusing on balanced, blood sugar friendly meals that combine protein, fiber, and healthy fats. At dinner, prioritize nutrients that naturally promote relaxation. So tryptophan-rich foods like turkey, oats, and pumpkin seeds support serotonin and melatonin synthesis. Magnesium-rich foods like leafy greens, almonds, and dark chocolate calm the nervous system. And a small serving of complex carbohydrates can help shuttle tryptophan across the blood-brain barrier, enhancing its conversion to melatonin. And then, as we've already said, we can use some of these evening elixirs that double as rituals, something that signals that the day is done. So something like Ancient and Brave True Nightcap, which is really going to help to support deep replenishing sleep while nourishing the skin and connective tissue overnight. Or if you want something richer and more indulgent, Ancient and Brave's cacao and reishi is that really lovely blend of reishi and beta-glucans. And the polyphenols of the cacao help to reduce cortisol and ease you into that parasympathetic state. Thirdly, we've got to look at these key nutrients for deep sleep. While lifestyle and rhythm are foundations, certain nutrients can make a remarkable difference in sleep depth and recovery. Magnesium, for example, especially in glycinate or marine form, relaxes muscles, supports GABA pathways, and balances cortisol, which is why I like the Naked Pharmacy Marine Magnesium. It's very gentle but effective for both your nervous system and muscle relaxation. And then glycine, which is an amino acid that lowers core body temperature and promotes REM sleep. It can be taken as a powder or naturally through collagen-based blends, something like True Nightcap. And then L-theanine, which is found in green tea. It enhances alpha brainwaves, promotes calm alertness rather than sedation. Valerian root, like fuchsia valerian, gently supports the transition into sleep without grogginess associated with synthetic options. And then reishi mushroom, we've already talked about, this natural adaptogen that modulates cortisol, enhances GABA, and supports immune resilience. The Hyphastatera mycorrhizae extract is one of the highest quality reishis I've used and has consistent results with clients struggling with sleep linked to stress or overactivation. And finally, omega-3s, they reduce neuroinflammation and help regulate serotonin pathways. I love Bear Biology for this. Together, these nutrients address the biochemical side of sleep, not as sedatives, but as facilitators of balance and repair. We also need to look at your evening environment. Sleep hygiene may sound basic, but in practice, it's about creating a sanctuary. Your bedroom should be cool, dark, and quiet, ideally around 17, 18 degrees Celsius, with curtains that block the light out and minimal artificial light. Keep electronics out of the room where possible. Even standby lights can suppress melatonin. Scents can also play a role. So things like lavender, vetiver, and frankincense oils have been shown to activate the parasympathetic nervous system and lower heart rate. And ideally, you want to create an evening wind down window around 60 to 90 minutes before bedtime, where everything slows down. There's no screens, there's no emails, there's no stimulation. Instead, maybe try reading or stretching or simply just being quiet with yourself or your partner. Pairing this with an evening tonic or a warm adaptogenic drink can help anchor the habit. Think of it as a luxury ritual meets functional medicine. And then perhaps the most overlooked part of sleep optimization is the mind. You can have the perfect sleep hygiene and the right supplements, but if your mind is racing with unfinished thoughts, your body won't feel safe enough to rest. Our brain associates safety with predictability, creating small, repeated evening habits, the same music, the same tea, the same skincare or practice, trains the nervous system to recognize the approach of rest. If you struggle with anxious thoughts at night, try writing a closing loop list, noting what's complete and what can wait for tomorrow. Pair this with gentle breathing. Try 3-4-5 breathing. Breathe in for a count of 3, hold for a count of 4, and out for a count of 5, which physiologically lowers the heart rate and stimulates that vagus nerve. And finally, the secret to sustainable sleep is rhythm. It's that consistency. Go to bed and wake at the same time each day, even on weekends. Consistency anchors your circadian rhythm, stabilizes cortisol, and allows melatonin to rise predictably. Within a few weeks, your body begins to anticipate sleep and wakefulness naturally. I often remind clients that good sleep isn't built in a night, it's built in patterns. Each night of restorative sleep becomes an investment in energy, longevity, and emotional resilience. We often think of sleep as one of the many pieces in a health routine, something to fit in after we've exercised, eaten well, or finished our to-do list. But the truth is, sleep is not just another pillar. It's the foundation beneath them all. Everything we've talked about, mitochondrial repair, hormonal balance, immune resilience, brain clarity, emotional stability, all depend on the quality of your sleep. It's the period when your body literally recalibrates its chemistry. Every night you sleep well, you extend the lifespan of your cells. Every night you don't, you accelerate biological aging. If we look at longevity research, almost every pathway linked with extended health span, from mitochondrial biogenesis, autophagy, DNA repair, metabolic flexibility, all are amplified by quality sleep. Deep sleep is when growth hormone peaks, stimulating that tissue renewal and fat metabolism. It's when mitochondria are multiplying, repairing oxidative damage that's been accumulated during the day. It's when synaptic pruning in the brain strengthens those important neural connections and clears away the noise. Even your telomeres, the protective caps on the ends of your DNA that shorten with stress and age, are preserved by consistent and restorative sleep. In other words, sleep doesn't just make you feel younger, it literally keeps your cells younger. What I love about sleep is that it reflects everything else in our lives. If you're overworked, undernourished, or emotionally disconnected, your sleep will show it. It's the most honest feedback loop that we have. And that's the beauty of it. When you start restoring your sleep, you naturally begin to heal everything else. Your stress tolerance improves, your cravings stabilize, your digestion calms, and your energy expands. When patients start sleeping deeply again, they often tell me that everything feels sharper. And that's what happens when your brain and body are truly aligned. In many ways, sleep is the quiet teacher of health. It reminds us that rest is not laziness, it's biology. It's the foundation of creativity, empathy, and resilience. When we protect our sleep, we're not just prolonging life, we're enhancing the quality of the life that we live. So as you move into tonight, I would ask you to think about your own relationship with sleep. What does your body need to feel safe enough to rest? Is there a structure, a consistent rhythm? Or do you need nourishment? Do you need those magnesium or calming botanicals or an evening ritual like the True Nightcap or the cacao and reishi? Or is it space, less stimulation, more quiet, more self-compassion? Sleep is deeply personal and yet universally vital. When you start honoring it, everything else will begin to align. So as we close out this episode, remember this, sleep is your body's nightly investment in longevity. It's not the reward for a good day, it's the foundation for a better tomorrow. If you'd like to explore products and the rituals that I've mentioned in this episode, you can find them all at w-wellness.co.uk. And don't forget to use the code Nicole20 for 20% off your order. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Good Health Podcast. If you found it helpful, please share it with someone who needs a reminder to rest or leave a review so that others can discover the show. I'll see you next time in the Good Health Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.